Pragaru CEO, politicians will be held accountable for failing to protect innocence of children. By Catherine Hamilton on September 3, 2024. Americans who sit back and allow the erosion of parental rights and the targeting of children for radical ideologies and sexualization will become the purveyors of evil in the United States. Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit told Breitbart News in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. Streit spoke about protecting the innocence of children and bolstering parental rights amid multi-pronged attacks from the far left during a March for Kids event held at Dar Constitution Hall. March for Kids is comprised of dozens of grassroots organizations that want to ensure parents have a fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their children, according to its website. March for Kids is a group of parents and active organizations that believe that we have to protect children's innocence. We are at a time right now where if we don't stand up for kids' rights, for family rights, we could lose our future. And so we have come here together to be heard and to make a stand for doing the right thing for our children, Streit said. Any politician who is not willing to stand for the innocence of children for parental rights. It is not normal that an expert can go and give puberty blockers, surgeries, pills to children without parental consent or even parental knowledge. And so we will hold both Democrats and Republicans accountable for being a hand in evil, she continued. People who are not aware of this and are not willing to do something about it are going to become the purveyors of evil in our country. Parents know, and we are going to vote at the next election based on that issue. Over the past several years, and especially after government and union-led school shutdowns during the coronavirus pandemic, which led to catastrophic learning losses, Americans' confidence in education has hit record lows. At the same time, many parents were exposed to left-wing ideology infiltrating children's education, along with the discovery of pornography in schools, drag performances for minors, and schools assisting or facilitating sex changes for minors without parental knowledge or consent. The Coalition of March for Kids is responding to the current culture and education ecosystem by demanding the end of the government's overreach between parents and their children, the organization states on its About page. The coalition's objectives include a statute in every state that recognizes the fundamental right of parents to direct the upbringing of their children, including but not limited to their education, medical care and religion. A law in each state to stop the gender transition of children under the age of 18. A law in every state to protect girls' sports, locker rooms and restrooms in schools. Educational freedom. We want parents to have the fundamental right to choose the best option for their child's education. The March for Kids event included several heavyweight speakers who encouraged attendees to protect America's most vulnerable in their own communities by engaging in civic participation and voting. Abraham Lincoln gave a speech in 1838 to the Young Men's Lyceum of Springfield in Illinois where he warned the people then about exactly what we are facing today. He said, "At what point then is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide," former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, IHI, said during her speech. Those in power today who reject the Constitution, who are abusing their power so that they can stay in power or get more power, are leading us towards this suicide, continued Gabbard, who left the Democrat Party in 2022 and is now a member of former President Donald Trump's transition team. She continued, "We will wake up one day, if they're allowed to remain in power. That day will come very soon, living in a country that we no longer recognize without that liberty that every one of us as Americans must cherish and be committed to defending. And we will not be able to say at that time that we were not warned that this would be the outcome. What do we do? How do we save our country? We are surrounded by forces of darkness, forces of evil. The best and only way to combat that and win is to defeat them with love and the truth and the strength and courage that comes from that love. And that is a love of God, love of our country, our love and care for each other as fellow Americans. And as we are all gathered here today, our love and commitment to defend the most vulnerable among us and our children." President of the American Principles Project Ari Schilling asserted that the downfall of education in the United States will destroy this great nation. "Our education system sucks, and it's failing, not just our kids, it's failing all of us. And if we don't fix it soon, It will destroy this great nation. The American education system is the Democrats and their union allies' favorite tool for social engineering and on making our nation, Schilling said. Our schools have failed to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, choosing instead to favor left-wing activism and collectivist guilt. And lest we forget, these school systems are taking our tax dollars and using it against us. Co-founder of Moms for Liberty Tina Deskovich emphasized that the March for Kids Coalition and the attendees of the event collectively represent millions of moms and dads across this country. We have been frustrated. We have been angry. We have been hopeless at times. We are watching our country in decline with leaders that are more concerned about power and control than they are about our kids and the future of our freedom and liberty, Deskovich said. We are here to stand together on this one day to raise high our banners, and our banner is the banner of love. It is a banner of love for our children, and our families, and our country, and of liberty, and of God. We will raise up our voices and be heard, and we will not compromise, she added. We will not compromise when it comes to our children. We will not compromise when it comes to our country. We will not compromise when it comes to liberty. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.